Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Thanatos Levin of the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft. He's writing most recently of the Georgian election upcoming. An election behind us took place in Moldova. In these last days, there was a surprise, but not entirely, of the vote. It was about joining the EU. It was close, and one of the reasons given by the FT yesterday and by Reuters today is there is a pro-Russian tycoon who poured a huge amount of money into, I believe, part of the ethnic makeup of Moldova, and that led to a contest. The headline in Reuters news explanation, Moldovan police say pro-Russian tycoon Shore channeled $39 million to bribe voters. Now, Anatole, Moldova is in a very difficult position to maintain anything like its future because it's wrapped inside the Odessa Oblast under siege by the Russian forces since 22. It's up against the Danube, and Romania, a member of NATO, is right across the river. The Black Sea Basin entirely is militarized. So the significance of this bribery allegation and the vote to join the EU, does Moldova have a way out of this, or is it going to be buried in controversy?
Well, I mean, to be perfectly honest, the most sensible thing would be for the greater part of Moldova to join Romania, because the Moldovans are Romanian speakers, and Moldova was part of Romania between the First and Second World Wars. The problem is that when Stalin re-annexed it during the Second World War, after the Second World War, he then joined it to a Russian-speaking area, Transnistria, the other side of the Dniester River, which had not been part of historic Moldova or of Romania. This was a typical, you know, imperial way of mixing up populations so as to, you know, put a check on local nationalism. Well, as with the Abkhaz and the Ossetes, when the Soviet Union broke up, the Transnistrians broke away from Moldova, fearing precisely that Moldova would join Romania, and then they would be a tiny minority. And they were also protected by the Soviet and then Russian forces. But you know, it's to a great extent their presence and that of the Turkic minority you alluded to, the Gagauz, which creates this continued adherence to Russia. But it's also simply because, I mean, yes, and certainly Russia and you know, Russian bankers have spent a lot of money on the population. But I think the point is that also two things. I mean, one is that the European Union hasn't spent a lot of money on Moldova. I mean, if this is really such a critical contest between the West and Russia, Moldova is a very small and very, very poor country. You know, the West could have done so much to develop it with relatively limited amounts of money. And if they had, then the pro-Western forces would have, you know, overwhelmingly won this election. But the other thing you see is that, you know, Moldova doesn't, just as Georgia borders Turkey as a member of NATO, and Turkey, to put it mildly, is not a very obedient, you know, or conformist member of NATO. You know, it in fact pursues a completely independent policy of its own. Well, you know, Moldova doesn't border on Luxembourg or France. It borders on Romania. And, you know, Romania is not a great success story as far as the European Union is concerned in levels either of economic growth or of, you know, reduction of corruption and levels of governance. So, you know, when the Moldovans look at the European Union, from their point of view, they don't see a tremendous success story, or at least many of them don't. I mean, I think the other problem is that the European Union has, and the West have, as elsewhere, put a lot of money into Moldovan NGOs, which are very appealing to, you know, educated Moldovans, but which mean nothing, you know, whatsoever to, you know, Moldovans living on ruined farms or in abandoned industrial towns.
I mentioned quickly, because we just have a couple of minutes, in conversation with Bucharest over the last 2 years, there's great alarm in Romania about the Russian aggression in Ukraine, feeling they're on the front lines and they're not getting the help they need or might not. Moldova also went through a period of which extreme paranoia, the Russians are coming, the Russians are coming. At this point, is, with a minute left, is any of that paranoia well-deserved, or is this just part of being in the Black Sea Basin in wartime? You can imagine the worst possible. We have a minute.
Well, I mean, look, at the moment, the Russian army is still, 500 miles to the east and making very slow progress. And it would be extremely difficult for the Russians to get across the Dnieper River and come anywhere near Moldova or Romania, unless the Ukrainian army were to collapse completely. The Russians cannot reinforce their tiny force of 1,500 men in Transnistria because they can't get across Ukraine. Now, look, for the future, who knows? But at the moment, Romanian and Moldovan fears seem considerably exaggerated.
Anatol Levin, writing of the Georgia election upcoming for the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft. Moldova's election is behind us, although this allegation of bribery is, well, it's not fresh information, but Reuters is certainly going big with it. And then the war in Ukraine continues for another day of no resolution, waiting on the American election, I'm told repeatedly.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.